Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon here in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined by Mr. Ciro Dobrik.
Just another manic Monday.
And Ethan Moore.
Wonderful to be here, as always, Dougie.
Absolutely. And it's been an interesting several days, to say the least. We've had much happened, you know. The Mueller investigation announced last week that they were going to have indict somebody, and you know,
and they did,
and they did.
Manafort. It's Mueller time,
yeah.
Manafort and that other guy, the Papadopoulos.
Who?
What?
Papadopoulos.
The Greek guy. Papadopoulos, something like that.
And I thought I did read something else about the Podesta.
That's coming,
yeah.
But no one wants to talk about that.
All right. Well, I don't really want to talk about it. What I'm finding very interested in is the running scared of Hollywood, pedophiles and perverts. Be ready. Your number's going to get called. It's only a matter of time. Think about all the people that are thinking back to all the times they fucking, you know, acted like dogs, and they go, oh no, someone's going to talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You have to think. They were so emboldened after no one said anything for the first
got away
5 years.
With it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh,
I think the Hollywood thing, which I don't really know much about it. I saw last night that there was something about Kevin Spacey on Twitter, some apology, and then you hear the Harvey Weinstein thing, and then there's the Bill Cosby. You know, it's like there's this trend. But I don't know. I was talking to someone the other day about this, and I wonder: is it really that like Hollywood people are more perverted, or is it just that this happens to be an industry where people have lots of power? Like in any industry where there's a lot of power, like, you know, there's always political scandals with stuff like that. There was the congressional pages. Remember that? When they were going after the young boys and the senators and all that.
Well, I lived out there for 6 years, so it's...
Did you get molested?
I did not, which is why I'm not famous.
Show us on the doll where...
Yeah, where they touched
where
you.
Where they touched
you. They touched you.
I kept doing this thing.
Matter of fact, they called... He was getting so involved they called him bobbleheader. Bobble, give me head.
No, I'm not saying that it's rampant or anything. I just think that is absolutely a way people. I mean, you've seen the explosion of casting couch pornography and things like that. It never used to be like that, and now there's like 10 different categories of things that are like.
Okay.
Well, there's everything.
Let's look at certain industries. First of all, if you're in the industry like of like fast food, you know what I mean? There's only so much you can get away with, you know, and there's not that many hot chicks that you could say, you know what, Susie, if you really want to move to the fry line, you need to come back
here. I think restaurant manager actually has a lot of opportunity to get some tang.
There's more perverts in restaurants with sneeze guards.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, those guys control the schedule, right?
Yeah.
Restaurant manager, hey, you want to get better on the schedule, Kathy?
You know, the girl's giving the manager a hand job is the one getting the good hours.
It's, you know, so I think it happens at all levels where there's
power. You ever work in a restaurant?
I never have.
Yeah. No. How about you? You work in a bar.
I work in a bar.
I can honestly say that every restaurant I ever worked at, you know, you hooked up with a hot waitress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, what are you doing tonight, Dougie? I don't know. What are you doing? Sure.
Five tequila shots later.
Yeah, and then you act like you don't know each other the next day at work.
Right. All I know is that people who work in restaurants are always down to party.
Hell
That's
yeah.
That's a stereotype anyway.
They're always wearing the same clothes the next day.
But like even like in, like I worked in a bank. there's always women, a lot of women in the bank.
Right.
So, you know, you're the...
Cashing those pension checks.
No, I mean, the, yeah. I don't you know what I mean? And so, but
I'll wave the female.
All right, so when it comes to the Hollywood, you know, it's something that it's almost, you know, it's almost sexual in the sense that it's movies, it's like glamour, it's sex and all that shit. Right. You know, it's not like, like in Wall Street.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not like a hot chick, you know, is getting, you know, getting fucked with all the man guys, like, hey, you know, sweetie, you know, doing that, dealing with that type of sexual harassment.
Right.
Versus, you know, hey, come sit on my couch and watch me, you know, masturbate.
Well, it's like, what was that thing? Chris Rock had that joke where he said men are as faithful as their options.
Right.
I think it's the same thing. It's like as the proportion of money and power increases, and in Hollywood that's really high, then you have more options to get away with, like,
sure,
crazy shit.
Because there's more people that put up with it.
More people put up with it because they want to be famous.
A lot of people say, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is movies about it. There's things. I mean, Eyes Wide Shut by Kubrick was definitely trying to shine a line on it. On what goes on.
Was that Hollywood, though? I think that was more like, you know.
Right, yeah. That happens with doctors.
Illuminati or whatever.
So wasn't that what that was? I don't remember. I watched that movie in bits and pieces.
It was
I saw
New
like
York. It was a New York movie.
Right. It was filmed in New York, right?
Yeah, it all takes place in New York.
Where
the
was
whole
Harvey
story.
Weinstein?
Why are you talking about Hollywood, man? Did you get the right place?
It's New York.
Why was Weinstein didn't have an office in New York?
Yeah, there's an industry, but I know, but we're specifically talking about Hollywood.
Right. Yeah, but all right, so your bad analogy with the Eyes Wide Shut.
Maybe.
It wasn't really Hollywood. It was based in corporate, right?
I think those were guys were like, you know, yeah, they were like, it was like Goldman Sachs or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, didn't you see that movie, The Island? And that one movie, now I'm just making stuff up.
I know, Ciro's like,
I don't think the island.
I called Ciro out on something. He's like, ah.
I don't think The Island was filmed in California because it's not an island.
No.
All right, so you hear about the thing about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, can you? I don't really understand
so
it. Maybe you can fill
I
us in.
I read the story. So Kevin Spacey came out and admitted he's gay. But an actor who was like a theater actor that spent time in the theater when he was doing Broadway, and Kevin Spacey was doing Broadway, young guy, he was only 14 at the time, and he's on the new Star Trek now. He's one of the actors on there, and he's gay, the kid.
Okay.
So he told the story that when he was 14, you know, Kevin Spacey, you know, at one of these actors get-together things, and it was like a whatever reception. He
right.
says, oh, why don't you come out and, you know, why don't you come hang out with us later? And even the kid's mother, because he even said, my mother, you know, don't blame my mom. I mean, I was only 14, you know, and letting me go hang out with these actors.
Right.
Because, like, think about it. It's like if you're with your mom, like, hey, mom, I'm going to hang out with Sylvester Stallone. Oh, my God, okay. You're not gonna, is there a chaperone? Mom, I'm with Rocky. You know, do I need a chaperone? But you don't worry about Rocky wanting to bet.
Hey, come over here. I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
He's like, don't worry, mom. It's just K-Pax.
Yeah.
He'll be.
You know, so. Fine. So the kid went there, and he ended up there. He ended up getting drunk. But you could tell the guy from what the story he says, well, I went to the house, and I just hung out there. Like, the kid was looking for something to look like. He was 14.
Huh.
But they got drank, and he went to go lay down in the
room.
Yeah,
I agree, Dougie. It was the kid's fault.
No, no. What I'm saying was, when the kid tells the story, he's saying, like, you know, listen, if I was a 14-year-old boy, and I mean, the actor, I wouldn't go lay down in his room. I wouldn't,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to go take a nap in his room. It's a little stupid. So, you know, but then Kevin Spacey comes in drunk and lays on top of him.
Oh, is that what the story
yeah,
is?
Yeah, he okay. lays on top of him. He tries to, like, you know, like, you know, little D-H-ing.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing there's some dry humping going on.
Absolute American Beauty right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that about his crush on, like, a young
girl
who was also underage?
Right.
Interesting.
But,
interesting,
you know,
parallel. Life imitating art once again.
Yeah.
I think,
and, you know, and
crazy.
he's a gay president.
Oh,
you know,
is
and,
he gay
and,
in that show?
House of Cards, it's
oh my God,
that's a big
that.
Thing that he does, he's worried about getting out.
It's crazy you can find, like, different jokes about things, like Seth MacFarlane has done different jokes about Weinstein at the Oscars that one year. He also did a joke on Family Guy.
Well, they mentioned that how much does he know that he's not saying Seth MacFarlane, because he made a joke about Kevin Spacey that talked about that.
So Kevin Spacey, so the thing, I just turn on Twitter and I see the only context I have is Kevin Spacey posting this thing where he says, I apologize, I don't remember this. If it happened, I was drunk, and I'm sorry, that would be inexcusable
right.
if it happened. Also, I'm gay. But yeah. I'm like, was that him outing himself? Or
yeah.
did
he
previously come out as gay?
So it's like one of those half-truths. You know, they say it's usually good if you use half-truths, like, you know, if somebody says, hey, did you steal this from me? No, listen, I know I got into your house because I needed to find, I was trying to bring you something, but but I didn't steal it. You admit to breaking in,
right?
But you don't like. So he thought, okay, I'm going to at least admit to the homosexuality,
right?
But when it comes to like me being a pedophile and with an underage kid, then I was drunk. Sorry,
right. You're like, Your Honor, I never murdered anyone. I raped a lot of people, but yeah. I never murdered anyone.
I never murdered that guy. I just stabbed him several times, not knowing what would happen.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and that was, by the way, something. It's a different story. Anyway, so, by the way, also Netflix announced that they're pulling the plug on House of Cards next season.
Because sure of this?
I know the viewership on it was slightly, but who knows? But this would be a good reason.
I guess that House of Cards is about to fall, guys, right? Okay. I'll be here all week, guys. Yeah.
Well, we did call the show House of Cards.
I have 52 reasons why that show failed.
Hey, Zero. I like that one.
took the easy one. I was like,
yeah.
What's the hard
one? Well, start with the easy. Like low-hanging fruit. That's the way I look at it. So, yeah, he admitted he's gay and then says, I apologize. That would be unbecoming behavior if I tried to fuck you when I was 27 and you were 14. I'm sorry. You know?
Wow.
That's like saying, like going to a family's house. Like, I am sorry I tried to finger bang your daughter, you know, at the barbecue, but I'm sorry. It's all those Bud Lights I drank.
You know? I wonder if anybody watches movies with like actual facts of pale people and then go back and watch their character and go, oh, I believe it now.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Bill Cosby used to do that Spanish fly bit.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was his way of admitting that he used Quaaludes as Spanish flies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, hey, wouldn't it be great if there was something that you could give women, they would drink it, and then you could just have sex with them? And everyone's
Spanish
like,
Spanish fly.
Yeah, I guess. Like, people are laughing and applauding. I'm like,
you got to get a Spanish fly, Spanish fly.
Like, wow, this 70s audiences were.
He's talking about rape, you know.
It's a crazy bit.
But listen, here's the thing. Has it gotten crazy? Like, has it gotten to the point, like, you got to do a thing about someone calls you racist now.
Yeah.
What? Who called you racist? Yeah.
Fellow comic in here in Florida, black comic.
Oh, do we get to know who it is?
Yeah, names are always spoken on this fucking show. There's no more, we're not saying shit. That's bullshit. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what got up Jet Wilson's ass today, but apparently.
Jet Wilson called him a racist.
Jet Wilson.
Me a racist.
I don't even know who that is.
Well.
Sorry, he's dead, I guess.
Well, he's going to take that personally because he's been a comic around here a long time, Miami.
Yeah, and he's the shit in Atlanta.
Okay.
And everything else. But
so he doesn't do a lot of shows down here.
It's not even about that. It was about, you know, listen, if you got an opinion, that's fine. There was nothing racist about the post.
Now, you've known Ciro a bit. You know when he posts stuff on Facebook that, you know, it's pretty much attention-seeking, wild off the chain, like this is going to be like almost a controlled rant in a sense.
Yeah,
it's controlled.
Ciro, we all know your racism is for the purpose of getting attention, exactly. So it's okay.
It's like Kevin Spacey's pedophilia. It's all because he's just had some beers.
I don't really remember. It's not right.
You know, drink,
not right.
Drinking Bud Light may want to have you have sex with a male
14-year-old actor. I get it. Everybody wants to think anything pro-Trump is racist, but I got to tell you something, and I'll say it every time.
Would you say taking a knee is racist?
Taking a knee?
No, it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the...
Not at all.
Right? He made a comment to that. He called out all the snowflakes, basically.
The post was basically, go ahead and take a knee, America.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Wear your pussy hat and your safety pins, and then take a knee when North Korea shoots a missile at our Constitution, when our president wants to build our borders up, and when the Islamic theory wants to become your master. Parentheses, don't be your own master. Let some dickhead be your master.
Obviously, mm-hmm. He was high when he did this post.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but
it was 5 o'clock
I guess,
in the morning. Guys.
I guess you're saying. I guess if
what
it's,
are you doing up?
I guess if it's racist, it's racist against North Koreans and Muslims at the same time. You're kind of you're hitting a lot of groups. I think, which makes it fine.
Racist to me is just pointed at one person, one particular race. That's mean. But if you're going to point it at all of them, it basically says, okay, that's fine. But it's not. You know, here's the thing.
I was going after Pacific Islanders.
Everybody, Samoans, fucking Samoans. Hey, you know, but here's the thing. This race card's bull. It's enough already. You know what I mean? I mentioned this. You know, I saw this video on Facebook of this woman, white woman, walking down the street, and she gets kicked and then knocked the fuck out by this black guy. Then what happened?
Well, that's racist.
Yeah,
first of all,
it is. Well, he attacked a white woman. To me, it's a hate crime. Number one.
No, there's no context. We don't know anything about it, right?
Well, so, we saw the video.
So he kicked a woman.
She was just walking. He started saying something. She kind of like walked a little bit away, and he walked up and kicked her, and then punched her in the fucking face.
Was he mugging her?
No, he did that. Now, the other people, bystanders coming by, you'd figure in a regular, normal neighborhood, if somebody's laying on the ground, they just got fucking attacked.
Right.
Somebody would stand next to her and watch her and, like, call the police or call an ambulance or somebody. You know, but everybody now, they're walking around, they're taking photos of her, they're stealing her shit, they're pulling her rings off her finger.
I was just reading about that. It's called the bystander effect. And apparently the more people gather around an incident like that, the less likely any individual one of them is to call the police or help out.
They think someone else
is like, it's some kind of like weird social thing that we do as humans. It's bizarre.
Well, I think that if you're in a shit town, you're gonna have that kind of thing happen. And here's my point. Here's the ugliness of this that I don't like. When somebody witnesses this, like the knockout game is big again.
The knockout game
is coming back in New York City and cities where if you're walking down the street, some young thug will just cock you from the side, knock you the fuck out.
Not Young Thug the rapper.
No, don't get confused. I don't know just what he's doing.
Some Young
time.
Thug. Okay.
He doesn't put it on Facebook.
And I'm not going to say, look, because the videos I've seen have only been black people doing it, I'm not going to assume that it's only black people. I'm going to assume that there's white thugs too doing it.
Okay.
But, you know, when you see these types of things, you can't help certain stereotypes being perpetuated. In other words, you know, if think about the woman who just got fucking kicked and pummeled on the street.
Uh-huh.
Think about robbed. So think about how she's going to feel, particularly about, you think she's going to say, oh, these are just poor people that, you know, have been oppressed all these years, and that's why he punched me and a fucking animal. Or the person going to have racist thoughts against black people?
Well, maybe they just hate poor people. They'd be like, God damn, these poor people stealing my money.
It's like, if you don't want, you know, there's certain stereotypes that go away because they're usually not true anymore because they don't hold water. There's other stereotypes that continue to perpetuate because they're ever fueled by certain things that society gets to see and get to experiment.
But what's this thing? You said that there's a new thing where, I mean, is this an old thing?
Just like, well, the knockout game was big a year or two ago.
It's called the knockout game?
Like, within the last 5 years.
But the knockout game is just basically people getting robbed in New York City? That sounds like an old run.
The whole enjoyment is standing at a bus stop to see if you can knock the fuck somebody out cold when they're walking.
Oh, like a one punch.
Yeah, sucker punch them from the side.
Oh, okay.
And then you don't care if they hit their head and crack their skull. You don't care who they are.
Sounds like like the way the Sharks and the Jets would initiate new gang members or something.
You know, it's a fucking terrible thing.
Sharks.
But when you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to be in the gang? You got to run up and hit a sap in the face, and then you're in the gang. Like one of those types of guys, you know.
Now, the only good thing about one of the reasons the knockout game began to go away is because other people will then knock the fuck out of those people.
Wow.
In certain cities, at least you didn't have this, you know, you had other people that would stand up. You know,
it's the people that are just getting knocked out by themselves. They're not doing anything. There's no reason for it. It's just
right
out of nowhere. Boom.
Right. Just, you know, that's it.
Hooligans.
Not to be confused with hoopleheads. Big difference between a hooplehead and a hooligan. So that's the way it is. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys caught it, but speaking of, no one's going to accuse anybody of being like a sexual pervert
pedophile?
No. Like Caitlyn Jenner had her first swimsuit video.
Okay. Ooh.
Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, well, listen, if you want to have something that keeps you from coming early,
just watch
this video.
Uh-huh.
Get it fixated in your head. And next time you think you're going to explode a little early with your old lady, just picture Caitlyn Jenner prancing around in her fucking bathing suit.
If only Kevin Spacey had known about this years ago.
Yeah, that would have been a good
deterrent. Get baseball and grandma. It's now Caitlyn Jenner.
That's it. Caitlyn Jenner in this, you know, it's comical. I mean, God bless the chick. I was going to call him guy, but God bless him.
Her. I think her.
Yeah, call him her.
God bless that American.
She's got a pussy, right?
It's her. You know what it looks like when you look at her in the bathing suit? It's almost like you're looking at a dump truck. You know, let me take that. It's almost like you're looking at a station wagon that has side flares and a spoiler on it.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And try to make it look like it's supposed to be a hot rod. And I don't want to use the word rod when I'm talking about a woman, but...
Right. Well...
I'm trying to find a truck nuts joke right now,
she didn't go through it the whole surgery, though, right? She stopped.
No, she got it. She got rid of... The penis is gone.
I thought she got the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, recently. It was not too long ago.
Okay.
So that's why she's finally okay.
Oh, now I can put on my bathing suit.
Ooh.
I don't have my balls hanging out.
Well, she is, how old? Like a 70-year-old person?
But, you know...
I mean, do you want to see any? Does it matter the gender?
But I mean, I know this is inspiration for like those people who are
ageist,
transgendered. You know what I mean? Like, it's exciting that, you know, it's great. It's good, you know. But, you know, can't they have their own channel to get inspiration? I have to see this monstrosity, you know, dancing around my TV.
Yeah, because 1986.
Caitlyn Jenner swimsuit videos out, everybody.
Bruce won some medals.
Okay.
Here's something, by the way, that, you know, I like this because a few people have talked about it, like these service pets, these service animals.
Everybody's
got to bring their service animal
to the restaurant.
You know what I mean? Like we had the problem on the airplane. The woman claimed she had a deadly dog fucking allergy, and she wanted the dogs to leave the plane, but she didn't have any type of documentation that she has this deadly.
Yeah. Right.
But several states have cracked down on the fake service animals. Turns out that you can go and get like a patch or buy any of these vests anywhere.
Okay.
Right? Oh. Imagine they're not hard to make, too.
Oh.
So they actually put these fake. It's almost like it's like stolen valor.
I was going to say we need stolen valor for pets.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So what would be the penalty? Like you can't penalize the poor dog. The poor dog doesn't say, hey, put this vest on me. You know, I want to. Sometimes the dogs are probably saying, look, can you fucking leave me at home for a little while? I had enough of you.
I don't know, Dougie. I think we got to make an example of the dogs,
too. Yeah, I think they're accomplices.
You know? They go right into prison with the owner.
Yeah, you want to be with the dog so much, we got a place where you can be around them 24/7. It's called prison. You know, it's like, it's the other thing I never got is like when you're in a parking lot and you see somebody pull up with a handicap sticker. Then the person gets out and they're more nimble than you.
Yeah,
they do jumping jacks.
What the fuck do they have?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
most of the time you talk to them and then you realize it's mental.
Could be. Well, you know, just in defense of that, my sponsor, I have an AA sponsor, and he's got the handicap sticker because he has like a serious heart condition. But he can walk fine.
Right.
So you see him get out of the car and walk into the place. It's like, oh, okay, he looks like he's cheating. But literally he couldn't walk from like the back of the parking lot to the front without endangering himself. So
I think I could point out somebody has a heart condition. They're going to be a little bit lethargic when they walk.
He's not spry. Right. He's not nimble.
It's not like he's like jumping out.
He's also like a 65-year-old man.
Right. All right. So, but I mean, these are people I see getting out of the car. You know, they're just like, I almost want to walk up and go, excuse me, I'm just curious, you know, because I'm just wondering if I qualify for one of those stickers. But,
yeah.
You know, what does it take to get a handicap sticker nowadays?
Always ask it upon yourself. It's like, I was looking for myself. Can I get one of those, too?
I'll tell you what this is about, and the service animal, too, is just everyone wants to be fucking special.
God help us. You know, everybody look at me. You know, like again, that Bill Marks segment was great last time I saw the show when he was telling, it's not a share button on Facebook, it's a look at me button.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, look what I'm doing that you're not doing.
Right, this is the opposite of sharing. You're showing me my food and I can't have any.
Yeah, it's not sharing.
Look at my food that I'm eating. No, you don't get any.
It's sharing with a narcissistic fucking douchebag you are.
Yeah. Braggart.
I like that.
Yeah.
Braggart.
You know what I mean? And that's why, you know, listen, I'm just wondering, as a Facebook stockholder, I'm just wondering how long this experiment will go on. Like the only way that the world can be saved, this is my opinion, the only way that we can save ourselves as mankind, and I'm sorry, ladies, I'm using the expression mankind, is if here's what we'd have to do. We'd all have to turn off our Facebook and computers, that kind of social media, for at least 2 years straight.
I just thought that on the car ride here.
The only way that you could save mankind is if everybody turns off their social media for 2 years straight. You went back to the normal ways. You won't have to worry about viruses and all the fucking all this shit that's going on with the terrorists and that. You just shut that off. Watch your TV for the news. Send emails to your boss. Don't go on Facebook. Don't, you know, just call a person if you want to talk to them. Write a letter.
No more texting.
Get in your car. Go visit. Say, hey, Ciro, Ethan, let's go hang out. Let's go meet at the fucking at the Turtle Squat. Bar.
Ride bikes, see if your friends are home again.
Let's go jump some curbs.
Well, Dougie, I feel like you're about to start telling the kids to get off your lawn, too.
No, he's actually telling
get the fuck off my lawn, Ethan. You know,
But you know, we can't go back, man.
No,
we're not going back.
It's just like global warming. The only way that you could truly fix this is if there's a complete cease of action. Because that's it's almost like when you're fat, you want to lose weight. You can't say, okay, I'm going to keep eating the M&Ms until I start. No, you know, there's eventually has to be a complete
change of pace.
You have to complete the. It's like you as an addict.
Right.
You know that the only way that life will change is if you stop.
It's true. And actually, I read a study recently that said that it was from Harvard Business School. And they said that the more you use Facebook, the more depressed you get.
Of course.
Because you're using all your endorphins.
Well, it's literally like you look at other people and people post only the positive stuff on Facebook. So you're like, everyone else's life is so much better than mine. Why does my life suck? Only me.
Yeah.
But there's enough of that. I'm seeing enough people. Oh, woe is me. Pray for the, you know, like, fuck. Yeah. You know, Julie Baez, fellow comedian, posted something. She was like, I'm actually proud because I'm since 16 I've worked. I've only had two jobs and I've run a family. This and I'm like, good, you go, girl. You know, that's, you know, people should be proud of the shit they've accomplished. I'm tired of listening to people on Facebook going, oh, can you help me? I haven't gotten a gig in a while. Go fuck yourself. You're probably not funny.
Yeah.
Stop fucking bellyaching.
I don't like it when people just complain about like their life is sad on Facebook.
Yeah.
But most people seem to be bragging more than anything.
But that's the thing, and that's what happens. You know, I like the post on Facebook. I had a comic. I won't mention this cunt's name, but in the past that basically said it's douchey that you keep posting shit about your gigs. I'm like, well, I'm trying to promote my gigs. She goes, no, you're not. You're just trying to piss off people that don't have gigs.
What?
Oh, I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me? That's weird. Wow.
I said, listen, I think you're speaking from your own perspective.
You
know what I mean? But there's somebody, and again, I won't, in this particular case, somebody used to bug, oh, I'm just so happy, like, just constantly throwing out shit that they're doing. You're like, great, they're busy, they're funny, this person's good. And now they're not.
Uh-huh.
It seems like their career seems to reach a little bit of a slowdown or something, and now they're like,
plateau.
Oh, is life terrible, and isn't everybody, you know, I'm like, or people, or what's going on? I'm like, well, dude, that happens. In my business as a financial advisor, I was told, when I managed, you know, I didn't have a salary. I didn't have, like, for the most part, you're a producer. So my mentors and bosses always said, hey, in this business, the only way you're going to succeed is if you take the highs with the lows and the lows with the highs.
It's,
you know, you're
going to
go through periods. It's great. And you're going to go through periods. It's a fucking misery.
Hmm.
That's how this industry could be. And it's almost like comedy. You got to take
peaks and valleys.
You can't go crazy and bipolar on every little thing.
That's for sure.
But that's why, like you said, Facebook does that.
People. So you think people, in order to save the human race, we have to get off Facebook
for
2 years.
24 months, America.
At least.
You know, if the world wants to do it, fine. But if this country really wants to change, shut this shit off for 2 years. Fuck Mark Zuckerberg. Let that cocksucker spend all his money somewhere else.
See, I'm not willing to let the Chinese get 2 years ahead of us in social media technology.
Oh, fuck social media tech. Let me tell you something. There is no such thing as social media technology.
They seem very social, those Chinese.
There's no such thing as social media. You have stock in the company, you just said.
I don't care. I'll sell it. I've already made profit. I'm not going to sell. I'm for the betterment. I'm not worried about myself. See, there you go. You only think I'm worried about myself. I don't fucking know. I'm worried about the big picture. That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody shut this shit off for fucking 2 years. Go out and do your fucking thing.
Everyone watching this, get the fuck off.
Get the fuck off my Facebook line.
Did anyone, like, what the social media stuff, did anyone sign a Facebook agreement saying that you're going to be honest and truthful and be...
It's implied.
...a good person?
It's implied. That's it. It's an all-implied thing. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey.
The racist himself.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, Ethan Moore.
I'm the liberal cuck on the show. Hi.
Yeah. Notice he's to my left.
That's true.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
That's right. Because there's plenty of that shit going around.
All around.
Speaking of Hollywood and sexual deviance, Adam Sandler gets handsy. Uh-oh. On a talk show. Did you see this?
Not yet.
Hmm.
It was on a talk show that I've never heard of, but Adam Sandler's getting, you know, everybody's getting uptight. Everybody's like nervous. Now, it's like there's a woman sitting next to him at a talk show, and he's talking, he puts his hand on her knee, like right on top. Is that a sexual move there?
Maybe.
I think so. I think if you put your hand on a woman's knee, that's a bit.
Well, was he trying to emphasize a point? You know, was it just trying to make some connection with the person?
Well, he was like, when I think he was referencing to her, like she said something like, "Yeah, like at the Oscars or something like that." Like you've been there. Like in other words, he was like,
"It seems okay."
Yeah,
he left it there. He left it there.
That seems okay
for a second. Yeah, you know, and then he's,
that's kind of the thing. Yeah,
yeah, you got maybe the pat is okay. Like uh-huh. You know, like, but when you went, put your hand there and you let your whole hand, let all your fingers kind of like mold onto the thigh.
I'm not.
I always say whenever you're in doubt of how long you left it there, go for that tickle move.
Right.
Hmm. And then go, being friendly. And being
then
friendly.
You honk the boob too, right? Right.
Sir? No, that's Tune In Tokyo. Yeah. Tune In Tokyo.
Then give her a reach around. I'm not being personal.
What else are you going to talk about at dinner? Remember that time?
She looks distressed, shocked. Viewers flock Twitter to slam Adam Sandler after he repeatedly touches Claire Foy's knee, leaving her appearing to squirm. Or squirt. I don't know if that's a typo.
Just another example of Hollywood pedophilia.
Shocked viewers have hit out a Hollywood star, Adam Sandler, after he repeatedly touched British actress Claire Foy during a chat show, appearing to leave her squirming with embarrassment. Oh. I mean, I don't want to turn it, but...
Does she look embarrassed there?
Well, she kind of, you know...
She looks like Jennifer Lawrence about to lie about something. That somebody did or didn't do.
I don't know.
That doesn't look like Adam Sandler.
Look. She put it. Oh, that's it. All right. Let me show you. Now, you guys got to pull this up on Google on your time. Right? But
did she touch
she touches his hand, see? And then he puts his hand on her knee, and then. And that's it.
That was it?
That was it.
Yeah.
That was nothing. She touched his hand, and then he touched her back.
It's an overreaction, Facebook.
Wow.
Overreactions.
Hmm.
And I think Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein also overreactions.
Well,
all I know is this Weinstein thing is just going to ruin Hollywood.
I think that's the thing. It's running scared. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. This is the tip of the iceberg. You know, because of all that, because as whorish as the industry is.
Well, there's more than just a tip, and that's what they're saying.
Right.
He's saying it was the entire iceberg, Dougie.
I know. This is just the tip.
Oh, how many inches of iceberg are we talking about here, sir?
Yeah. All right. Is it a light iceberg or a dark iceberg? The actor was seen resting his hand on the knee of the British Claire Foy, who's 33, leaving her looking distinctly uncomfortable. But it doesn't say after she touched his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
She opened the door.
He should be outraged. You know what? Where's the Sandler fans flocking to his defense and attacking her?
Hey, stop touching Sandler's hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a big star, okay? Yeah. You don't look him in the eye. You don't touch his hand.
Yeah, it's like royalty.
Be on stage with him.
You can't speak to him unless he asks you to speak to him. Well, unfortunately, her efforts to pat away his hand went unnoticed and soon placed it back on her knee, much to her apparent awkwardness. Emma Thompson, who was also a guest on the show, appears to glare at Sandler through the awkward encounter.
Of course she does.
The British star has been very vocal during the Weinstein scandal. She called the disgraced movie producer a predator, not the one that fought Arnold Schwarzenegger. That guy's a little better looking than Harvey Weinstein. And said his behavior was an epidemic in Hollywood. Yeah, everybody just wants to get fucked. Listen, when you're in Hollywood and all this stuff, you're having fun. That's why drugs are crazy. You're hitting every taboo. You're on TV. You're famous. Yeah, you're a star. Yeah. You're untouchable. You know what? I can bang anybody I want. Listen, when anybody's on cocaine, you think you could fuck anybody and anybody and anything at any time. That's it. When you're high on coke, you drive down the street looking at people saying, that person wants to fuck me. Maybe that was just my reaction to the drug.
Right, right. For me, it was about 4 minutes of that and then 25 minutes of crying. So
yeah. Needing more. Speaking of racism, this week in the... by the way, what a game last night with the Houston Astros and the LA Dodgers. 4-0, and then it was 4-4, then it was 8-4, then 8-8, then 12. It was unbelievable.
That's a great.
These two fucking teams are. This is exciting. But I don't know if you saw this the other day. Yuli Gurriel, he got a home run off the Japanese, the Asian pitcher, and he called him El Chino, which I would say is an Hispanic family. That's not a derogatory statement. It's just a way of classifying Asian people. You know, Asian, it's almost like, you know, in Asian people, when they say, you know, they have a reference to Spanish people, they're not going to make a differentiation between South American Spanish, European Spanish, Central American Spanish. You know, they're just going to say a word, you know, and it's not El Spico, but it's something. I don't know the Asian word, but, you know, they refer it.
Pretty sure it's conquistador.
Yeah, el conquistador.
Yeah, he did the eyes. Right?
He did the eyes. That was a racial thing. He went like this, and, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's racist. That, I guess. You can't. It's you know.
I don't know.
It's not a good move, you know. But listen, old. Here's the thing:
anyone that can do Pictionary without that move is a genius.
Yeah,
is a genius.
You're truly gifted. So he had to apologize.
Everyone has to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That won't solve it. If everybody apologized to everybody,
I can't
tell. Still be mad tomorrow.
Well, I can't tell the difference between the people that really. I think probably Kevin Spacey should be apologizing, but then maybe Adam Sandler not. And then this guy, maybe not. It's like, what? Everyone just has to apologize for everything. You can't gauge the scale of anything anymore.
Well, that's why, because there's people belly aching over things that are legitimately things that suck, and then there's people belly aching over things that are like, come on, get over it, you fuck.
That's frustrating.
Everybody's searching for that pity fucking attention.
And then everyone has service animals.
Yeah. And that's why they have to have, oh my God, you know, that person touched my knee, so I have to have this little chihuahua now. Really? Is that how it works? What?
Speaking of service animal,
what about
your dog wants to get out?
Thanks for stopping the show over nothing. you know, if he takes his dog starts taking a shit, let me know.
He did the smile. She did the smile.
My little dog shouldn't hear him, though, by the way. I had to pick that up. Thank God these dogs eat dry dog food.
Oof.
And it's just like picking up like Tootsie Rolls off the floor.
It's like a gerbil.
That's right. Wisconsin man gets locked in beer cooler and starts drinking.
What's the thing with people getting locked in coolers, Dougie? You like those stories. You seem to have one every week.
No, I wouldn't say it's every week, Mr. Fucking. I'm trying to keep count. All right?
But I've never heard stories about this until I started doing this show. And then I'm like,
well, we had
a
the
lot
story
of people are getting locked in coolers.
Well, that black girl died, right?
Yeah.
And they tried to... Everybody wanted to blame the hotel. It turns out she was just wasted and probably walked into the cooler because she was hot.
That's what it is. It's people that are wasted in coolers. That's like a Dougie Almeida show.
It's our thing.
Yeah, it's like
it's our calling card. You know, Stephen Colbert makes fun of Trump every night. We talk about people that get locked in coolers.
We find cooler stories than that.
Hey,
for most people, being locked overnight in an inconvenience in a convenience store's beer cooler would be cause for concern, even for panic. But for one Wisconsin man, he called it fucking heaven. Police in the town of Marshfield say Jeremy Van Ert, 38, walked into the local Quick Trip convenience store Tuesday night to buy some beer. However, Van Ert became trapped in the store's walk-in cooler. He's no genius. At midnight, when it locks automatically.
Uh-huh.
Marshfield police said Chief Garmza told the news that Van Ert knew that Quick Trip would not sell him any beer, so he decided to remain in the beer cooler.
Wow.
Bennett remained in the cooler until 6 a.m. Wednesday, when the customers noticed him and alerted employees. Can you imagine walking in?
Was he drinking the whole time?
See,
he
just
died.
He took one of the patio chairs off aisle 4. Just go sits in the cooler.
Wow. That's not a real person. That's like Barney from The Simpsons or something, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like a cartoon version of a drunk.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, Dougie's got to get a service animal, ladies and gentlemen.
I freaking told you. I stopped the shows when I had to pee.
Oh, now they won't leave.
And when puppies need to pee.
Look at that, Dougie. Your animals are snowflakes. You know, every little thing's about them.
Can't handle it. Can't deal with adversity.
All right. According to police, Van Erk drank 18 ounce bottle of Ice House beer and 3 cans of Four Loko.
Whoa.
He also fell over a stack of Busch Light 30-pack cases, breaking 3 of them.
That is crazy. That is really literally
yeah.
just a town drunk.
I remember one time, me and my buddy Rick,
Loko.
me and my buddy Rick and this other guy were in Clevelander in South Beach. And we were just like, we're partying, so we're hot. It's hot out, so you're...
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, we're... And then, of course, we're... then we went into the cooler. And we just hung out in the cooler, the beer cooler, for a while. Mm-hmm. And my buddy Rick, when he gets fucked up, he would get a little crazy. He starts punching the packs, the cases of beer bottles. Like, okay. Like punching. And then all of a sudden, it broke, and, you know, a whole, like, eight of them cracked. And I'm like...
Right.
You know, we're looking at our shoes drenched in beer. Now I'm like, well, this was a good idea until then.
Mm-hmm. Did he cut his hand?
No, he...
Lucky.
He was a Viking. He never bled. Police cited Van Aert for theft and reportedly was being held in the Wood County Jail on probation where there's no beer to drink.
Now, was it theft? Because couldn't he just pay for it when he left?
He could have. If, you know, if he said, look, I drank four Locos.
Here's all the empties.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to...
I'd like to recycle.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, here's a story I think you'll be happy with.
Someone get locked in a greenhouse?
Yeah. It says here that regular marijuana users...
Oh, you figured it out.
...are having more sex.
Hey.
It's true.
Right?
It's damn true.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I thought... I remember they told me once that if you smoke a lot of marijuana, it lowers your sperm count.
Right.
In effect, if you want to have kids...
You smoke a lot of seeds.
It lowers your sperm count, but it raises...
Who smokes seeds?
Exactly. No one anymore.
They pop, don't they?
Yep.
When you smoke them, somebody puts one in a joint. There's no more seeds anymore in weed, is there?
Not anymore. So the sperm count thing is an old story.
Okay. Regular marijuana users have more sex, studies say. Women who use marijuana daily had sex 7.1 times on average in 4 weeks.
Yeah, it takes away your inhibitions. Very nice.
Men who use marijuana daily had sex 6.9 times on average in the same span.
Does not say with a partner, though, does it?
Yeah, masturbating. Whether they need to smoke less marijuana, there isn't a lot of research on the topic. However, the marijuana becoming legal in a growing number of states, Einsberg thought it was worth exploring.
Not a lot of studies.
What kind of studies is that? How would you like to get that one? Hey, you want to smoke?
So much
hey, we want you to smoke all this weed.
Right.
And we want you to go out and try to get laid. Really? What's the test?
I hope I don't get the placebo. Or you just think you're having sex and smoking weed.
Yeah, they're giving you like those candy, those bubblegum cigarettes.
These damn sex robots are everywhere.
Hey, what about this, Ciro? What about a fleshlight that is also a bong?
That would be the grossest thing in the world.
Okay, you don't want to put your lips where you know... In a sense,
like I don't. I'm sure there's a story out there that someone tried to fuck their bong.
But yeah, doesn't it?
Somebody fucked their bong.
Ooh, bong penis pump.
Somebody definitely did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You have a bong, and then of course, when you're done, just hook the vacuum cleaner up to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And next thing you know, you're enlarging your penis. That's
exactly how they came up with the vaporizer.
You would think. So it's here. There isn't enough research. Blah blah blah. But what he found is surprising. Usually, people assume the more frequently you smoke, the worse it could be when it came to sex. But in fact, we learned the opposite was true. He said the study was published in this week's Journal of Sexual Medicine.
They made like a sexual gel for the woman.
Is there pictures in that journal?
The centerfold from this month's
It's hot.
Journal of Sexual Medicine. It's great.
Have you seen the centerfold in this month's edition of the Journal of Sexual Medicine? It's a cadaver.
She has a labial tumor, but still.
You like girls with big lips?
Yeah.
Yeah? How about you, Cyril? You like the big lips? You like the curtains?
I think curtains are nice.
Yeah? I like it extends, like, when you pull out, it feels like you're not really getting out. It's like...
Yeah, it's kind of... It prolongs it a little bit.
Yeah, it holds on like a mountain climber.
I think... Yeah, exactly.
Oi, oi, oi.
I called her mountain climbing lips. Why is that? Because they're fucking never let go of my penis.
Yeah, it's kind of a visual thing, too.
Right.
It's exciting to look at it, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It looks like, you know, it looks like, it looks like a sea monster. I had a girlfriend at one time, she was embarrassed with it, and I was like, they're great.
Yeah,
know,
some girls get embarrassed about that.
Yeah.
I usually say it's fine.
Yeah, I don't like the opposite when they're like, you can't even see them, they're inside.
Yeah, the inside, yeah, right.
Yeah.
When they look like a face, I pretend I'm having a threesome. So nice.
Sometimes I grab some cheddar cheese and act like I'm eating a beef and cheddar.
I feel like I'm supposed to be grossed out right now, but I'm actually not.
No, it's not. How can you be grossed out by beef and cheddar? I got the greatest sandwiches in the world. Oh my God, I got these coupons from Burger King. I never eat at Burger King, but today the wife and I got two original chicken sandwiches for $5.
Really?
Were they good?
They were horrible. They were fucking Burger King chicken sandwiches.
You should try the five bucks. Try the beef curtains and dick cheese. I don't know.
New at Wendy's, the beef curtain sandwich.
Beef curtain sandwich.
It's got plenty of flapping roast beef.
Original flavor. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I remember one time I banged this girl, never smoked, and she thought it was the greatest experience in her life because we got high and got... She goes, I don't know if it was you or the weed. I go...
It was me.
It was me, babe.
tell all your friends it was me.
Yeah.
That stuff was bunk.
Don't tell them about my Spanish fly weed.
Oh, Dougie found Spanish fly. He found the Spanish fly Cosby was talking about.
Now, do you remember, like, I remember in magazines, they used to try to sell Spanish fly, remember? People buy these, like, sugar tablets?
I missed that. I heard about it.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that was a thing.
Some magazines had, like, the bazooka gum and then Spanish
it was
fly.
Like one of the most popular things you'd see besides that one guy who got the dirt kicked in his face and got strong and then beat the guy up at the beach.
Yes, I actually have seen that cartoon
that
before.
Tony Atlas book.
Right.
Jennifer Chase says, I can't believe you just said beef curtains.
Beef coitins.
Yeah, they're nice. Well, we're trying to support our fellow ladies out there.
We don't discriminate.
Hey, Halloween costume idea, beef curtains.
She says, by the way, Jennifer says most people don't know what that means.
Well, you have to go order it at Burger King to find out.
Yeah, there's two things you could do. I used to play a joke. I sent my nephew one time the Sam Ash music when he was like 9 and asked him how much a rusty trombone costs. He didn't like that. You know, or you can send the kids into like, the Kentucky Fried Chicken and go, hey, do you have the new beef curtain sandwich?
Uh-huh. Or you send him to Taco Bell and ask for a Dirty Sanchez.
There you go.
Ooh.
But then this guy walks and I go, yeah, what do you want?
Or you send him to Carl's Jr. and ask for a hot Carl.
Carl.
That's the only one. That's all I have. I'm sorry. I don't have any more people.
Sticking with the pot references, burglar gets prison for taking $1 plant thinking it's a marijuana plant. The guy's in, like, I don't know, at Home Depot in the gardening section.
Okay.
And he sees a plant. He thinks it's a weed plant. And he grabs it and runs out with it.
Oh, really?
Wow. It's an oregano plant.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's just a weed coming out of a pot.
It's like, bro, they got ganja at Home Depot.
A Pennsylvania man who stole a $1 and a houseplant he thought was marijuana during a series of break-ins in March has been sentenced to up to 15 years in prison.
Come on.
That sounds like too many.
The Morning Call reports 21-year-old Mako Rosado Jr. Was sentenced Wednesday to 7 to 15 years after pleading guilty in August to robbery and 3 counts of burglary.
15 years?
Police say Rosado broke into Jabberjaw's Bar and Grill in Allentown. Police say the manager confronted Rosado but backed off when Rosado pointed a gun at him. Well, it's armed robbery now.
Yeah.
Rosado then made off with a keepsake dollar. Boy, you're going to point a gun at somebody and walk away. You better take more than a dollar.
Was it a gun? Did it look like a gun? Because he doesn't know what the hell he's looking at. He thinks it's a pot plant.
Yeah, he doesn't know what a pot plant from a fucking from a jasmine tree.
They sentenced him for 1 year for every point he was below the national IQ average.
Yeah. We feel bad for you, son.
There was a Japanese guy, I read an article. He was cutting his pot plants into bonsai-looking trees to get away with it, and someone figured him out.
Hmm.
Man, that was...
Police say Rosado broke into a house and left with a plant. Officers say then threatened a woman with his gun before taking her purse. He was arrested shortly after.
There's like 40 charges in there.
Yeah, of course.
He pulled the gun on multiple people.
He's like a one-man crime wave.
He stole a tire off the car out front. What is going on with this guy?
You definitely don't have the Avengers chasing this guy. Now, here's a funny story. Overweight German man who joined ISIS says they used him as a sex slave.
What?
I want to join the ISIS.
I love it.
So right now I'm picking Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka.
Yeah,
and the Chocolate Factory.
Perfect. He looks like a fat John Hine, by the way.
After
he ate the gum. Just,
fat, more German John Hine.
Oh yeah, it's like John Hine fucking blank on his name, the German kid.
Rutger Hauer. Yeah. I don't know.
Overweight German man who joined ISIS says they used him as a sex slave.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. The young man who had converted to Islam back in 2014 has pledged allegiance to ISIS, hoping to become a full-fledged soldier in the war against Western civilization. Instead, he rapidly turned into a sex slave for ISIS combatants, spending most of his time in captivity chained to a bed dressed up as a Western-styled woman.
Oh, no.
Performing sexual services on ISIS soldiers.
Wow.
That is just a bad deal for everyone involved, you know? the recruits, they think they're going to get 72 virgins. They get a fat German man.
At least we know their type now.
When do I get to blow something up?
Yeah, exactly.
Just squeal like a pig.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry. When we're finished training, they're going to be begging for paradise.
Upon arrival, they kept pinching my ass, rubbing my nipples across my shirt, and whistling at me, he said. I thought that was fine. Herman Gottlieb.
He's like, I didn't think it was going to be easy to join ISIS. I thought this was part of the training.
I thought it was part of the initiation. I thought it was just their hazing process.
Talk about hazing.
I got to take it in the ass again, guys? Okay. Herman Gottlieb, 28, says he was drugged the first week upon his arrival and woke up chained to a bed where he would spend most of the 18 months of his captivity. Oh, my God. 18 months being banged by ISIS members.
That's a shitty rush week.
Maybe I should have joined a soccer team.
Yeah.
They forced me to dress up in wigs, lipstick, and makeup all the time. One of the commanders had a fetish for Marilyn Monroe, and he would even make me watch movies of her so I would talk like her.
Was this true? This sounds so ridiculous. I mean, I kind of hope it's true, but...
They kept feeding me and feeding me, one soldier told me. They wanted me at my breast to get bigger and overfeeding me. They called me tears.
No. Really? Oh, my God.
One of the commanders told me I was doing Allah's work.
Was the word forced in italics?
And that ISIS soldiers respected me and appreciated me as they banged my ass and smacked me with a pool oar.
This guy converted to Islam. He's like, after a few months, he's like, well, the Lutheran church really wasn't that bad.
I'm actually Catholic. There's.
I must have sucked at least 20 dicks and got sodomized by maybe 40 guys in the same day after major ISIS victories.
40 guys? Was it Alibaba in the 40
Sinbad's voyages.
Well, now I'm going to get called racist, by the way.
Yeah.
Open sesame.
Herman Gottlieb was released last month from his captivity by a high commander when they just had enough of his fat ass. He had grown fond of him eventually, was able to reach the border of Iraq, where he was eventually rescued by Iraqi forces and transferred to Germany, where he spent presently detained and is under investigation.
Did they take him to Ramstein Air Force Base?
Did you have to say that? I think here's a guy that Trump would probably tell him. You knew what you were getting into before you signed up. Right? That's Trump making a call to his parents. I'm sure he understood what he was getting signed up in for. When you join ISIS, you know they're going to treat you like a fucking whore.
Not a pincer tank.
Not a great recruitment story for ISIS, you know?
Yeah.
You're thinking of joining up.
Yeah.
Westerners.
You should send this kid around the schools of Europe. Don't join ISIS. Why? Let me show you my asshole. Wow. What a story.
That is too good to be true. I don't even believe it, but it's great stuff. It's written like a Hollywood script. Harvey Weinstein.
Around the world
I love
I've
it.
Ever heard.
Kevin Spacey's going to be playing. that young boy is going to be playing him in the Kevin Spacey movie.
Yeah. I was once in Star Trek. Now I'm filming an ISIS movie. Okay. Here's a story about our friends in India. By the way, who just recently took over the U.S. as the largest user of cell phones.
Hmm.
It's an interesting fact that recently happened today.
We should call them.
Yeah. Call them and help them out. You know, there's a lot of poverty.
You need some tech support.
You know, India's a... My stepdaughter traveled there, and she said she'll never... There's so many fucking people.
Yeah.
It's like China, but it's dirtier, believe it or not.
They poop in the streets, right?
Yeah, they don't... Yeah, there's shit everywhere.
I've been to Chennai once,
yeah,
and which used to be called Madras, and It seemed like just any kind of dirty major city in the world. Like,
right.
It wasn't especially dirty, but you talk to them, and it's like you go out to some of the places like Calcutta and some of these places, it's really bad in some areas, and they don't have good sanitation everywhere, and the population is exploding.
Yeah, it, like everything.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Well, here's the thing. Banana fiber sanitary pads can solve big problems in India.
Okay.
There's so many people. Can you imagine all the tampons being flushed down?
Is this like Cherokee hair tampons from that old South Park? Banana fiber sanitary napkins.
Well, if you listen to the radio, there's this one guy that had made this new kitty litter that he made just from coconut shells.
Okay.
But he never patented it, so there's like all these other companies jumped on it, and he dumbass. Yeah, so they're when it's sanitary pads for Indian market, startup company Sathi solves two problems at once. Just 16% of women in India use them due to poverty. Those are tampons, I'm guessing.
Hmm.
And other reasons, which cause health and social issues. At the same time, manufacturing them waste millions of gallons of water, flushing them down the toilet.
One question. Why banana? Why would you?
Why not?
What are they going to do with all those banana peels otherwise?
Well, those are biodegradable, right? I mean, you can they'll dissipate. You know, you can... What are you going to do, though? You can't flush them out of the toilet. What are you going to do, like put them on the side over there by the garbage?
It's just racist.
It's racist.
You want to tag racism on somebody.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's racist, but okay.
Yeah, I'll go with it. I don't know. We take sanitary napkin usage for granted in North America and Europe, but it's a huge issue in India and other developing nations. In India, out of 100, only 16 women use sanitary pads. You know, there's some sticky pussy over there. Mm.
That is a
little Otto and George for you. Sticky pussy.
Wow. There's not a big chapter of the PGA over there.
You know, there's all these charities. Everyone's trying to raise money. Let's raise money for that.
Yeah, there's poor women walking around with bloody coochies.
I mean, really? That seems like a real need.
You would think with all the rape that's going on in India, because all those guys rape and gang rape people. That's why they want to leave it all nasty.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you don't want to get raped in prison, they say you just take shit on yourself and don't wipe.
I wonder if that worked for that German guy.
I got shit all over my...
I shit all over myself, and they still fuck me.
Don't give him any chocolate.
They are the ones that came up with that kind of genre.
Are they?
The shitty porn.
Yeah, that's true. The Germans, yeah.
They did a scat
German
porn?
German scat porn, yeah. It's like a
scat
stereotype.
Scat porn. So crazy. Things that get people excited. Yeah, I got my own little taboos. I like to look at a little gangbang porn when I, you know,
bored
a little freaky.
Are you?
You know,
yeah.
But still go to the lesbian porn. But yeah, that's always a good one. Gets a little boring at times.
I get bored with the lesbian.
Yeah.
I need to see a dick in there, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like a movie. You got to have the villain.
Yeah.
you got to have a hero.
Ron,
you can't have two heroes or two villains. It just doesn't work.
So funny.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
No Mueller? We're not going to talk about Mueller?
Look. No, we don't want to get... He's already depressed.
All right. Yeah, it's the Zero. We don't want Zero to... He's
I
already
got called
about
out
racism.
On Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, he's not... He's no confidence left.
All right.
I will say this. The guy will be found guilty of maybe some money laundering and some tax evasion. Maybe tax evasion and everything else. But collusion is not in the cards.
Well, Papadopoulos was already caught colluding. He was caught lying about colluding.
No, there's no such thing as colluding.
Well, colluding isn't a crime.
It really isn't anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I just want to see some more opposition research, which I never heard of before.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see as the story develops.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens as the days unwind.
I'm just going to say I'm going to miss Trump because I really think he's a card on Twitter. But I mean, I'm going to miss him.
He'll be around. Don't worry. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget, I got a busy week this week. I'll be at Rocky's Dueling Piano Bar in Gainesville on Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be at the Junction at Monroe in Tallahassee's Comedy Zone. And Friday, I'll be at Winter Circle in Lakeland, Florida. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Sarah?
Check out Jimmy the Killer Dick out now on Facebook. And we got about 3,000 views going on with that movie, little short film.
Yeah, I'm in that. Sarah's in that. It's a great
I'm not in it. I was supposed to be, but Mr. Reliable John Schaefer never found a way to fucking follow through. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or check me out at Zero Comic and every Monday night at the 19th hole.
I've got a... Oh, sorry. I've got a lot of big shows coming up, but you can always follow my Twitter or my Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny. Also, when you're done listening to this podcast, check out my political podcast with John Gregory. It's called Mean and Sober. You can get it at meanandsober.com or on iTunes.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Tomorrow in the studio will be me and Peter Leonard. Other than that, we'll see you next time right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world. Journey on.